This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Palestinian health officials say an Israeli strike on a school sheltering displaced families in central Gaza killed at least 33 people, including 12 women and children. More from VOA's Jeff Custer.
The government of Israel has said.
At a Tel Aviv news conference, Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer said Hamas fighters had a compound embedded within the school, which included terrorists who participated in the October 7th attack against Israel. He said the Israeli attack was targeted, precise, and took out the terrorists. UNRWA spokeswoman Julia Tuma told reporters Israeli government claims regarding Hamas use of the school came as a surprise.
We have seen the claims from the Israeli army that possibly militant groups were in the shelter when the attack happened. This is a very shocking claim, but UNRWA is not able to verify these claims.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's upcoming address to U.S. Congress.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is set to address a joint meeting of Congress on July 24th, according to two people familiar with the matter. Congressional leaders last week formally invited Netanyahu to come to speak as a show of support of Israel, despite mounting political divisions over the military assault on Hamas in Gaza. Leaders from both parties signed a letter extending the invitation to Netanyahu, but his appearance is sure to be contentious and met with plenty of protests both inside the Capitol from lawmakers and outside by pro-Palestinian protesters. Norman Hall, Washington.
South Africa is in a moment of deep soul searching after an election that brought a jarring split from the African National Congress Party. The ANC is the party of Nelson Mandela and the very organization that gave South Africans freedom and democracy 30 years ago. This is VOA News. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the Biden administration is preparing a new aid package for Ukraine that would include munitions for striking inside Russia.
The $225 million aid package comes as President Biden pledged the U.S. will keep helping Ukraine defend against Russian attacks. At a D-Day 80th anniversary commemoration in France, he said America and its allies cannot walk away and let Moscow threaten more of Europe.
Were we to do that, it means we'd be forgetting what happened here in these hollowed beaches.
Officials say the aid package will include munitions for the HIMARS rocket system, which the president has signed off on allowing Ukraine to use in attacking Russian soil if forces there are either attacking Ukraine or getting ready to attack. Sagar Magani, Washington.
As the war in Ukraine grinds on and the EU citizens of 27 European Union countries are choosing new representatives and started Thursday in Eastern Europe, the bureau chief Miroslava Gangadze tells us more.
These elections will be critical in shaping the future of the EU, said Magda Jakubowska, vice president of the Respublika Foundation think tank.
There is a growing trend of populist governments and politicians in power. And if we don't work on this, if we don't stop such a trend, sooner or later the EU and the European project can become very much fractured and fragile.
Analysts say after the election, security, economic resilience and the protection of democracy in Europe will be key to the EU's future development. Miroslava Gangadze, VOA News, Warsaw.
A report by the UN Children's Agency says 181 million children younger than five in severe food poverty. That's more than a quarter of the world's youngest children. Africa's population of more than 1.3 billion people is one of the most affected, mainly due to conflict, climate crises, and rising food prices. Report says the continent accounts for one-third of the global burden and 13 of the 20 most affected countries, but it also says some progress has been recorded in Africa. In northern Nigeria, women are being trained in gardening and cooking with the local produce. The widow of Hunter Biden's brother told jurors in his federal gun trial about the moment she found the revolver in his truck. She described Thursday how she put it in a leather pouch, stuffed it into a shopping bag, and tossed it in a trash can outside a market near her home. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.